Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Formed in Atlanta, Georgia, they have established themselves as one of the hardest working bands in the music industry. And to us, they've become family. This is Seven Dust. Recently closed out 2018 with a trio of shows in their hometown, and they're set to head out on tour in February with Tremonti. Please welcome Seven Dust frontman and friend of the show, LaDawn Witherspoon.
Hey man, happy New Year, brother.
Happy New Year to you. It sounds like you made it back home.
Yeah.
I missed you. Tremendously. I can't wait to see you, brother.
You were out on the road. Are you home or are you out on the road still?
Oh, my God. I'm finally back at home. I mean, you got to be kidding me. From the UK to California to Atlanta to just getting back here, it's been crazy, but it's been worth it, man. So, yeah, I'm home now. What's up, dude?
Listen up. Yeah, we're both home. Now we can hang out a little bit. But you, by the way, what was your New Year's Eve gig this year? Was it Atlanta?
Yeah, we did. Three shows. First, I see the 28th. We played Masquerade. The 29th, we did deep cuts from the albums, different albums, and both nights. And then the New Year's, we played, and it was great, man. All shows were sold out, and what a great way to bring in the New Year's. So we did Home, the album Home, in its entirety. So it was fun.
That's great.
We had a big old Airbnb. Me and the family and a couple of friends stayed in, and right in little Five Points, where I got
love Five Points. That's
I got fired from Fellini's Pizza from being in Seven Dust. So we got to take over the house that we stayed in, was right backed up to Little Five Points. So I took the whole family, my oldest daughter that I met her boyfriend for the first time.
Oh, no.
And yeah, I'll tell you that. But we had a great time, man. The kids had fun and got to see everybody. I mean, people from Australia, people from just everywhere showed up for these shows. So yeah, it was good.
I mean, Little Five Points, for anybody, if you ever get to Atlanta, you got to go to Little Five Points. It's the coolest, funky, like, little bar, record store, like, cool, weird shops. Like, you could spend an entire day walking around Little Five.
Oh, it was great, man. I got to, actually, I saw two places I worked at, and an old friend of mine reminded me across the street from Fellini's when I got fired for Seven Dust.
So why did you get fired because of Seven Dust?
Because I was going to rehearsal, and I couldn't. They couldn't have me do what they wanted me to do with Fellini's Pizza. There's only six chairs in the place, and I was a hostess because I couldn't cook pizza real good back then. So I really didn't need a job.
First of all, you got to never tell people you're a hostess. You're a host.
Everyone knew when you came in that they were buddies with me, so that's why I was working there.
Right.
So anyway, I got fired from there, and I went across the street to the Highland Pub, I believe it was called back then. And my buddy was waiting for me one day outside. And he said, I came out, and I did come out with an apron on. I threw it on the ground. He said, what's wrong, LJ? And I said, my manager just told me I just got a record deal. I ain't got to work here no more. Quit. So I did.
That's got to be.
I had that damn job. Yeah, sometimes I wish I had that job back, but no, it's been great.
But you actually, I never knew that. You never told me that. So when you got the call that, yes, for the first time, Seven Dust is now a signed recording band, and you happened to be at a job you hated, and you literally got to flip the guy off, throw your apron down, and tell him to kiss ass.
What's even funny about that is J.J. French is the one that gave me the call and told me.
Who, guitar player for Twisted Sister. And now he's just a Svengali ripping pants off.
So that's the true story, man.
Oh, that's great. And I'm so happy that you got to play those shows in Atlanta, too, man. I mean, that must have brought out every person you'd ever known from every grade you ever went to.
Oh, man, it not only brought out the good people, it brought out a couple of people from under the rocks that said, like, one guy that I was in a band with, and let's see, I just thought I'd share this story. My very first band, I got a a DM on social media, which I just wish that people just didn't do that, the creepy ones. And
right.
Toby, he couldn't believe that he got offered tickets, and I didn't call him to put him on the guest list when I am 50% of the reasons why music I do music.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So you owed him.
This is the drummer that I played 5 shows with, so I don't know how he's getting his math done, but I appreciate it.
So what did you end up doing? Did you end up having to deal with him? Was he a punisher or a ruiner? He was a ruiner.
He's a ruiner. I don't even deal with ruiners. I just kind of just went on about my way. And, you know, if I see you, I see you. If I don't, it's never stopped me from going anyway. So,
and everybody can relate to this. There's a code to it. Punishers are people that, you know, sometimes, like, you know how it is. We all have that friend. It can be a little, but it's always okay because they're good people. That's a punisher.
Yeah.
Then there's a ruiner. Those, they wreck the party. They ruin the night. You're like Jesus Christ. Walk into traffic with your eyes closed.
Yeah, these kind of people just need a red flag hanging off of their back so you can see them coming. Top of the head.
That's the one thing. They've got great codes. I don't want to give away any crazy codes, but when speaking of crazy, if somebody's, you're doing a meet and greet and there's and you get someone, you're like, hey, man, I think this one might be kook, like fully dangerous, like their aliens are talking through them. What's the code for that?
Establishment.
Is that right?
That's my code word. That's my code word. You could possibly get choked out, ninja kicked, or even Elvis Presley tiger eye called.
Every band's got them.
Saying.
Yeah.
I saw Kinks in that last night, and I said, you only use that move if you really necessarily need it, and don't do it to your sister.
That's right. That's right.
This is while I had a volleyball game last night because we were bored, so I had to teach him the Elvis Presley Tiger Claw.
He's the best. King had the greatest birthday party right before Christmas, and he was just such a – dude, both your kids, man. I mean, if you're just joining the show, the great LeJean Witherspoon from Seven Dust is with us. We got a lot to talk about, but so I go to this party, and a bunch of great people, but – King is the reason we're there. So he is so cool for being, you know, that age. He's just little. You know, and the thing is, Jada, you know, little kids are at a birthday party. It can be tough if your sibling has all the attention,
right,
and is getting all the presents. Dude, she couldn't have been more helpful and sweet and kind to that little guy and, like, help him. What present would you like me to hand you next? And, like, I'm stunned by how decent she is compared to the way we were when I was growing up. Like my brothers and I, I realized we should have been just like left in a trash can a la Joe Dirt at the Grand Canyon.
Right. That, you know what, man? We've been very blessed. Me and Ash and we have a lot of love around, and thank you for saying that. But every once in a while, like the other day, Kingston came in the room, looked a little banged up, like she might have got choked just a little bit by his sister. I couldn't tell yet, but he was looking at it like something weird happened.
But you know what? He probably knew he may have instigated that.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know what?
Nikki, I got to tell you, I miss you guys so much. And every night, even on New Year's Eve, I sing this little part of this song. And it goes a little something like this. Johnny, don't be mad at me. Let's get over this. Will I taste tequila? I do it every night. Don't drink it. Hadn't touched it in years, but doggone it, I love that song.
That is so funny.
For those of you wondering, that's the Dan and the Shay, isn't it?
Yes. It's their Grammy-nominated song that he was a writer on that I showed Johnny. I go, you can't. I mean, here it is. And good for him.
And I told you, I took pictures beside every Dan and Shay poster over in the UK because I felt like Seven Us was almost going to be on tour with them. We were playing so many places they played.
Yeah, so every time there was a backstage poster, I would get a picture of he and Dan and Shay.
He told me this when we were at that party. Oh, my God.
What a good time. Yeah, I had to tell you. I couldn't wait to get back to tell everyone that story.
So, it's a late Christmas gift for the world, but I didn't even know that a seven record vinyl box set came out.
Oh, man, it's great. What a great idea. You know, when we signed with Rise Records, they had the idea to buy a little bit of the catalog, and it was fitting, and why not, you know, do something really cool and I think very special for the Seven Dust family out there. And they were able to take these vinyls, put these albums together, and put them on these beautiful vinyl records, all different colors all down the line. I think it might be eight. So anyway, yes, it's exciting, and everyone's been talking about it, man, and I've been signing them left and right, and I'm like, no, I don't even have that one yet, so I'm waiting in the mail for my shipment.
Yeah, listen, I can't wait. I'm going to order it myself. I mean, that's a fantastic idea, because it's – and, dude, I love going back, because you and I have talked about this. There's something so great about an LP. Like, it's just Everybody, you know, vinyl, I was reading yesterday, vinyl cassettes have doubled in sales. Old technology vinyl cassettes have doubled in sales in 2018, but from 2017. And there's something great about it. You can hold it. You can read the liner notes, the thank yous, the lyrics, the pictures, everything. That's what I loved as a kid.
Oh, man, yeah, definitely. Just the whole going through the motions of taking the album out, looking at the artwork, putting it on the turntables, actually doing it yourself,
Taking
it off when you want. Guess what? I'm going to skip that song, but I have to do it manually. You know, I think as a kid, it made you feel a part of the record almost in a sense, you know? And I think that feeling is getting back. I got to get a record player. I hadn't had one since the late.
Me either. So. Me either. I got to do the same thing. I know. I was just... Do you remember looking at the album? Like, I remember looking at Maiden records, like Number the Beast, and being like, it's so crazy. And there was always an emblem on a Maiden record that you could find on every Maiden record, that Seth Riggs, this is how big a nerd I am. The artist who did all of the Maiden stuff was an artist named Seth Riggs. And he always put a weird little symbol somewhere inside the album. You had to find it. Ridiculous. I remember Motley Crue, Shout at the Devil, Gatefold, opening it up and thinking, well, I'm not going to let my mom see this.
Oh my God! I can't remember. I didn't know that. It's crazy. I got something to tell you. So we go to Atlanta, Johnny, and I've had the storage area for, I guess, maybe 10, 15, I don't know, years or whatever, and just kind of been pushing it to the wayside. And asked, you got to get this stuff. Got to get this stuff. I said, throw it away. I don't want it. I haven't seen it that long, then I really don't need it. That's how I feel. You know, let's clean it up. She's like, no, I'm bringing some stuff home. And so the trip back was filled with these silver hard suitcases that I had years and years ago. And
Halliburton's?
Yes. Let me tell you what I have in it. I actually found the Millennium New Year's Eve show set list for Metallica, Kid Rock, and Seven Dust.
See? Aren't you glad you held on to that, man?
It is, yes. I can't believe I have all this stuff. I have every magazine that we were ever in. There's just crazy cool stuff that I'm glad she didn't never make me throw away, because I can't wait to share it with you.
I can't wait to see it. Listen, you know me. I'm such a nerd for that business.
It's just this crazy cool stuff in there, and I keep digging, and I keep finding old posters, and I'm just glad she made me keep that stuff. So, yeah, I'll be able to share it with you. I still want to do a van and have a little museum, because I got enough stuff now to do it.
Yes, yes. And we got to do some. We got to get some cases, because, listen, that's the thing is, it's sad. You know, when you signed that record deal that day and you quit that job, that, I'm sure, it just like all of us, it's a blink. Like, it's a blink. As many years ago as that was, and all the albums and the tours and the Grammys and everything that goes along with it, it happens so fast,
absolutely.
Man.
I can't believe that at 21 I signed a record deal. I'm 46 now. And, you're right. It hasn't stopped. It's been running, you know. We've been running, man. We've been very blessed with some nightmares and some bad people along the way, but man, the things that I wouldn't change is the good people that come across my life, the songs that I've been able to write, the hearts that I've touched, the places I've been able to go, things that I've been able to see. It's definitely been a learning experience, and I wouldn't take that. And I would recommend that to anyone.
Well, you know, it's funny.
You know, just, you know,
my love for you and the band and the friendship. Then I get mad. I think about the bad people along the way. Because listen, every band knows it. Like, you got to watch managers, you got to watch agents, you got to watch every step of it. Because there are people out there really trying to get what they can get when they can get it, and it really sucks, man. It robs artists. But then there's the flip side of that, is that without those unjust, like, scavenger prick parasitic bastards, you know, think of it. That's what kept that fire going. That's what keeps that anger inside you. That's what gives you something to live for. You know what I mean? Like, there's a certain worth to a-holes. You just got to learn how to use that energy.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's what gave the band, us, the backbone. We started out as young kids, man, and we got a record deal. Who cared? They put us in a van before we had a bus. And I remember leaving Atlanta Midtown Music Festival and not coming back for a year and a half. And guess what? I didn't worry about it. I didn't have a responsibilities other than to try to take care of myself, and hopefully this band will stay together, none of us, you know, die on the road. And we got lucky enough to do that. And if there's any advice I could give any artists out there, maybe women, male, whatever your transgender, whatever you are, just, you know, you love music and that's what it's all about. We love each other. Is not only to be a businessman or a businesswoman, and you have to be a businessman or a businesswoman, and just stay true to your art too. But also keep your eyes on what's going on, because that's not what we did at the start. It took us a while to become businessmen in this industry, and thank the Lord that finally that became something that happened, because now we're able to kind of reach what's going on. But yeah, man, it's hard. But I think it did give us that backbone that we have now that kept us together, and, you know, hey, we got to show them, and, you know, after we said, yeah, you know, we're going to show them, let's show ourselves that we can continue to do this, and I think that's where we're at now, hopefully.
Well, that's it, man. Too easy, and, you know, it's what happens like with the Guns N' Roses, who I love, but, and that first record was so just dirty and just, you know, you can hear the truth in it, right? And then you're an instant gazillionaire in a mansion. It's hard to write Appetite for Destruction, too.
Oh yeah, it's, you know, I mean, you know, I always talk about this. People ask me, how do you write and stuff? And I say, well, writing for me is, I can't continue to write the same song. I have to write the same song. If, you know, you're on the bus for years and years and years, what do you have to write about? You know, you have to get home. I have to be daddy. I have to be husband. I have to be my buddy's best friend. I have to go through things, and I have to experience life for me to continue to write. And
that's it.
To make things interesting, if that makes sense.
No, 100% right. It happens in radio, LJ. Like, you'll know radio guys who only hang out with radio people, and pretty soon you realize they're not really good at their job, because all they do is talk to radio people. Like, if you want to write a good song, you want to talk about anything that's in any way relevant, you got to be able to, you know, you got to go out in this world, and you got to see what's going on, the good, the bad, everything.
Oh, yeah, you got to. I don't care if it's throwing crab apples over the fence or taking the trash out and getting bit by the neighbor's dog. You got to do something different. You know what I mean, John? It's funny because I'm looking at these dang crab apples right now.
No, those are hedge apples. Those are hedge apples. He's got some big.
Oh, that's what they are. Hedge
big
apples?
Yeah, he's got big hedge trees. He's big. Those big monster Osage orange. So he's got probably. I bet you've thrown 200 over the fence, and now there's still like 50 or 150 over there.
Looks like a big alien took a dump right on the side of my yard.
You need to teach Kingston to pitch.
That's what I tell the kids. That's what I can tell the kids. Yeah, you remember that movie we watched last night? Well, that thing came over here and used the bathroom. That's what it is.
Listen, how can people get the new box set, that 7 album? And I assume it's on heavy gram vinyl, like it's that big, good collectible stuff.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That, you know, you look at Rise Records, 7dust.com, all that stuff. It'll let you know, trying to guide you in the right direction. And thank you for, you know, mentioning it and all the love and support here out of KC. Again, everyone, I love you guys. And what an amazing experience. Still, I haven't been able to say this. Happy New Year, but I love living here. It's great. Everyone's so cool, man. And Johnny, thank you to all the beautiful people that we've met. And even everyone that showed up at the DSS party, man. What a good time that was.
Oh, so good, man.
I mean, I talk about this town always, man, because there's so much going on. There's so much energy. I mean, just it's exciting to wake up here. How about that?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I thought about you and the family a lot while I was in Curacao, because, man, we're just doing this open water work with these beautiful animals. And, you know, it's the only open water facility in the world. And, you know, it's you'll see those movies. People get so upset about dolphins in captivity. You know, this is a place where, yes, they are gated, but they're also let out into the ocean every day. 3 kilometers up, 3 back. They wanted to, trust me, they could go. But I kept thinking about how much
back. They're being taken care of.
They're
getting affection from people, and people are talking to them. They're talking back, and then they can go out in their yard and come back. Yeah, that's a great thing. What a beautiful place that you're able to go to.
Well, I would never take up a slot during the day because that's how they make their money. But at night, after the park would close, George would go grab some fins and a mask and let's go. There was no fish. There was no training. There was no asking for a behavior. You literally got in. There's nobody in the entire aquarium. George and I would get in these giant lagoons, and you just go swimming, and that they would be like, what are you doing? And then you'd see them like engaging you. Like, if you'd ignore them a little bit, like, they're like, let's do something. Like, I played underwater catch with a dolphin for 30 minutes. When I tell you that, I took a piece of moss.
How big are these dolphins?
Some of them are 200, 250 pounds. But, you know, and
they're just down there playing with you.
And literally, you throw moss at them, you'd make it go through the water. You can't throw very far underwater.
Yeah.
And then you start throwing it above it. It would grab it in its mouth, bring it up, and then shoot a little flue of water. And it would literally come to you underwater. You'd grab it again, and I'd throw it like a dog playing catch. And there's no in any way exaggeration in that. These guys.
Oh, man, what an amazing sight to see that stuff that you can't unsee. Next time, please, I know technology that we love, that you can get a camera and take up one of there with you and share that with us.
Here's a better idea. Come with. That's where I was going with this. Like, I kept thinking about your family and King and Jada and Ash, and just how much you guys would love this, and how really, I'm telling you, genuinely touched you would be by how great that experience is.
Hey, let us know, man. I would definitely try to make a trip for the family to do that. I look at those pictures, and it's just like in another world, man. It's incredible.
Well, listen, let's catch up this week. The weather's going to be great. And then we'll just get together, and we'll go over everything, man. I'll bore you to tears with some pictures, and I want to know about I want to go through all the stuff that you got out of that locker.
Yeah, you're never boring, man. I love you guys, and what a pleasure to talk to you this morning. And Happy New Year to everyone, and I only wish good things and blessings to everyone and KC and all around here, man, and just everywhere in the world. So hopefully it's a good time for us all, you know, we're moving forward.
Hey, by the way, before I forget, I get a text this morning. He must be listening via the app. Said, give my best to LeJean Whitfield Crane. I love that guy. You and I should meet up somewhere rad this year. Much love, WC, Whitfield Crane. So Whitfield's...
Love Whit.
Yeah.
I love Whit. He could possibly be drinking some tea with a little goat on the side of a mountain in a tent in Tibet.
That's exactly right. And for you, those that don't know him, like, it's hard to explain, but he's never had a place. He's always been a traveler. He was really careful with his money he got from Ugly Kid Joe. And he literally backpacks everywhere in the world, from Costa Rica to Switzerland. You'll literally see a picture, and it is him hanging off the side of a mountain, just smiling, happy. Yeah, he's
great energy, man. I love the fact that we know him, and we're kind of grown up with him, and he's still that guy that you'll just get a text from and say, I love you, man. You know,
yep.
I wish there were more people out like that, you know, that think about people, you know what I mean? And just not only think about them, but to let them know that he's thinking about them. I said, that's a really cool brother.
No, he's always been that way. He's always been a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, listen, we could do this all day. I love you, man.
I love you. We'll see everybody on that Chimani tour. I think we're getting close to Camp Wichita, at least here in February, so we'll be looking out for everybody.
Listen, man, well, I'm sure we'll get it at some point, man, and have fun with that. We'll talk more about that. If we don't get a Kansas City date pretty quick, then I'll see you in Wichita.
All right, Bob, Greg, everybody, T, just all you guys. Nikki, I love you, and thank y'all so much, and I'll talk to you soon, John. Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.